This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number two, WEEI Afternoons in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Ted Johnson's here, looking sharp. What's up, Ted?
I love coming to Fenway.
Me too.
I always feel good walking in here. You know, when nobody's in here, it's just something about it.
I agree with you.
It's just a feel, a vibe, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It'd be like... So the feeling I would get if I was what was Kevin Costner's character in Field of Dreams, like just going out to the baseball field in your backyard,
yeah,
watching the guys play,
Ray,
like I feel like Ray, just going out in the, I feel like Ray would feel when he's watching this team play in his backyard.
There's ghosts here. There's history here.
There is. There's.
I just feel like I'm part of something.
Yeah.
Like you're connecting to a different energy and to a very vibrant scene because you're not spread out. This is one of the benefits of a small, unique boutique ballpark in the middle of a downtown area. This is what you get. You get this sort of collective energy. Wrigleyville provides it. Few other places do like Fenway.
You know what? And I think you guys are right to say this is kind of a sneaky big game. You know, Giolito has been thrown up on himself. They've lost, you know, a couple series in a row here. Let's go. Let's get back to the winning ways.
And it feels like we've been in a stretch here of these Fridays. It's been nice out. It's like summer baseball Fenway, wear your greens, win a game in exciting fashion.
Friday night Fenway's been big humdingers, kind of very electric,
absolutely
fun games this year too. So
hopefully that trend continues tonight. But it is 3 o'clock, and that means it's time for the 3-point stance.
19.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're attending a humdinger at Fenway Park.
Nice. Always gets one in there.
Really does roll off the tongue. You got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Andy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Humdinger ready.
All right, Brian, let's give him 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
So it's Players Weekend across Major League Baseball, which means tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, you will see colorful, cool, unique bats, colorful, cool, unique cleats. And it's the latest example, and you're even seeing it in the Little League World Series that's on now, how colorful those uniforms are. I think it's the modernization of baseball. And for years, there was color barriers in a lot of different ways. It's not the flashiest of games. It's not the most enjoyable of games. I think Major League Baseball has done a nice job trying to be cooler with the kids, and I think it is latching on. I think it is absolutely working. Now, they haven't all been home runs. They recently had a baseball game at a racetrack in Tennessee that was an absolute debacle, but the idea was right. Branch out, reach new audiences, bring the game to different people. And if you're watching the Little League World Series or you're watching these games tonight or you're even watching the Savannah Bananas, which is an offshoot, baseball is a more enjoyable, entertaining, exciting sport now. It's not dead, including some of the young people I've been around. I think it's more popular than ever.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I like that all the leagues kind of take chances more now when it comes to trying new things. Baseball's been doing that lately with the pitch clock and et cetera, and all the things you mentioned, playing games like in Iowa.
Yes, cool
just to
things.
See, just to do something different, just to get the fan interest back in.
Yeah, we had Alex Cora last week talking about when they were at Williamsport a few years ago and that alliance with Major League Baseball and a game there. Mm. They're just being more creative, and I think one of the reasons why is there are new ways to measure or kind of connect with people. It used to be one thing, TV ratings. All you had to care about was how many people are watching network TV, how many people are watching the sports broadcast on a regional network like NESN. Now, it's not really about that. It's about social media and clips and trends.
Fan engagement,
yes,
I think, is the term they use.
And coming to the ballpark and enjoying the ballpark and giveaways and tie-ins, Big Al, and all the, like these crazy things. It's more about entertainment. And I know probably some of the purists are like, in my day, we didn't have baseball bats that looked like a pencil with an eraser on the end.
Oh, there's dads out there that yell at the Savannah Bananas like, oh, I don't need a DJ and people dancing behind home plate to enjoy the game, to which I say, that's cool. Just go to a game and watch how anywhere between 35 and 75,000 people from ages 5 to 85 respond to what they're being given, which is your top principle, and I agree wholeheartedly with this, entertainment. When the banana ball is on tomorrow, ESPN and HBO Max, the two games over this weekend, granted HBO Max isn't quite the same as ESPN, but it's well promoted and millions of people watch, they're getting bigger ratings than baseball is getting on cable now. So good for baseball for responding with things that fans want.
They've theme nights here have been big.
Awesome.
When they're in the past, I was going to say. This year, I don't know. Is anybody going to be all fired up for Yacht Rock night?
Nope. I don't
know, Tuesday, August
Hell
19th.
Yes.
Or you just want to come see your baseball team win a baseball game.
Right.
So you're not attending Big Al's block party tonight?
I probably not tonight. Nope. I
thought you dressed for it, honestly.
Maybe I did.
When the team skunked 2 years ago, Barbie night during the
big.
Barbenheimer
was
thing was a huge deal. Yep. But now it's like, oh, what are you going for? What promotion? I'm going for the watch my team beat the Marlins night.
I'm going for the Roman Anthony get on base 3 times night. That's what
you don't want theme nights to show out. Yacht Rock night? Didn't know. The Red Sox had a late inning home run to win the whole game.
Yeah, so this is totally anecdotal, but I think baseball is, with young people and trending, as strong as it's been in a long time. I really do.
I never thought I'd see the day where the Ghost Runner was implemented. But it was, and it worked, and that's kind of to your point. Like, they are innovating at a level that I'm sure is making a lot of people uncomfortable, but it's not about the purists.
Is that the most radical decision they've made for the purest
100%. You
know, baseball fan is the Ghost Runner?
100%.
Yeah. To me, that's the most
I actually have never thought about it either. I don't even know how it's scored.
More than the pitch clock.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, definitely.
So it's an unearned run for the pitcher, but it's an RBI for the batter if they score.
And is it a run scored for that guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything hitting-wise counts. Everything pitching-wise does not.
Interesting. I hadn't really thought of that because it's rooted in you're playing in your backyard, right? When you played a couple kids and you're up again, but you're on second base.
So it's wiffle ball rules.
It's wiffle ball rules.
100%.
Oh. It's 100%. But I had never actually thought of, because that's one of the arguments against rule changes in baseball is, then how do we compare the stats for Babe Ruth to this? Because Babe Ruth didn't play under these rules.
Babe Ruth's not here anymore.
Right.
People that watch Babe Ruth are not here anymore.
Plus,
so let's move on.
Everything has changed. The fields have changed. The balls have changed. The bats have changed. The cleats have changed. The fact that you let black players play the sport now enough has changed.
How you watch the game have changed.
So let's just enjoy entertaining baseball. And I think they've taken a lot of steps.
What do you guys think about I'd be curious to just see how much more the young fan is engaged in baseball. Do you think analytics, because the analytics has just taken over in schools and in business.
Yes.
And it's such a big part of baseball now. I can see young people kind of drawn to that aspect of the game.
Yeah. Some of the kids I know, different ages, because they now have a number to quantify. Like, did you see that Devers had a 112 exit velocity or whatever, and they're wowed by it. It's kind of like my thing with the radar guns. Did you see Chapman was throwing 102 last night? Not just he was throwing gas, but they now have a way to sort of compare it to Mason Miller and others.
He didn't just hit the ball hard. He hit it 115 miles an hour out of the ballpark.
And it's also tangible, so when it's on their TikTok, it just says, it shows a Chapman pitch, and then the little box will say 103.
Well, that's the biggest thing for me, is Ted, is that you, instead of having to watch a game, I can go on Twitter and see, oh, well, that's perfect. Chapman threw 103. That's gas. Perfect. So I can say he's great without actually having to watch it. So obviously, I love the sport and love to watch, but I think to your point, there's a lot to that.
I'd be curious how many hits there are, home runs there are with pitches over 100 miles an hour.
It's rare, because the one that Mason Miller gave up
103.9. How the hell that
someone
guy got around
was able to
that?
Get a bat around on a 103?
But that's what they always tell you. If major league hitters, if they can time it, they can hit it. Like, you know, if it's straight and they can time it, you can't throw it hard enough to blow it by them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy to me, because if you ever sit – down low and watch when a guy's throwing like 100. It's like no chance.
I told you, I walked out last time we were here. Giolito was throwing a bullpen sesh. He was probably in the low 90s. It looks beyond unhittable. Like it literally looks like the ball. It's like you're watching a CGI trick.
But I think I think that extra 10 miles an hour from like 90 to 100 is
like feels like 50 mile an hour.
Yes.
Time. Yeah.
Because if you played, you know, high school or college baseball, and you see a guy that's throwing 88 or 85, okay, like he's throwing hard, but it's real.
You get put all the equipment on, okay, and you get to just sit down behind home plate and catch a 100 mile an hour pitch.
No,
and you know it's going to be a strike. It's not going to be low. Or would you want to do it?
No,
I wouldn't either.
Because I watched a kid on my high school team warm up Brian Rose, who played for the Red Sox. And he didn't catch it right.
Yep.
It hit his thumb, and it ripped his thumb off.
Oh!
Legit ripped it, like this whole thing tore, and his thumb was like down
by
his
head. And he had a regular glove on.
Yep, he just didn't, because if you don't catch
it right,
and it's
going.
And
then the following Sunday, he threw two touchdowns against the Jags.
Exactly. It was an open heart surgery.
Very good, Bill.
All right, on we go. I'm glad you brought that up. That was an interesting discussion.
I'm a pro-baseball, pro-positivity kind of guy.
Yeah, that's what everybody about you today. Yep. We'll see about Monday. Fitzy, are you ready?
I sure am.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, folks, tomorrow, pretend season game number 2 for your New England Patriots. Of course, pretend season action for week 2 of the NFL pretend season 2025 gets underway tonight. I, like many people, just love watching football. We've got fantasy drafts to get ready for. We've got opponents of your New England Patriots and beyond to advance scout, like the armchair GMs we are. But I just want to say to everybody that's very curious, if not dubious, of the things that we and other people have said, your Phil Perry's, your Mark Daniels, is the Tom Kearns, the people covering the team, the people in this room conversing about the team, who have also been to joint practices and to the Media Hill and beyond. While it's fun to pick all your news that you can from aggregators and everything else that you'll get on social media, Twitter, and beyond, I'm asking everyone, if you can make some time tomorrow at 1 o'clock, watch the game if you can. Even just watch the first half, because I bet the starters will play quarter and a half or the half. And you'll get a real idea of what we're talking about, that the Patriots are on their way, but they're not done yet by any, wow, that was a loud buzzer, stretch. So just make sure you watch a little preseason football tomorrow so you can judge for yourself.
Andy's not watching tomorrow.
Yeah, I just, if you want full admission, on the ride over, I told Dan Ball there is a 0% chance I watch this game live. It will be DVR'd and I'll watch it. 1 o'clock on a Saturday in August when it's going to be beautiful out? Are you out of your flipping mind?
With you. I'm with you. I DVR'd the last game. I'm not going to lie.
Right, same. But this one, like, you think it's 80 degrees out and sunny, and the Vikings aren't even playing their starters. I'm not even going to see JJ.
That's the main reason.
Well, but
when you don't play your starting quarterback or your top of your 30 players, how do you expect somebody to engage in that?
And then we did a little research, Ted. Do you know this is the first time since Ted Johnson played on a Saturday that the Patriots have had a Saturday afternoon preseason game?
That's such a random. I saw you put that in
1997. Ted Johnson, I think you played August 17th, 1997, I believe it was.
You played the Denver Broncos. I don't know if you have any recollection of 1997.
10 tackles, a sack, interception.
In the first half.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Conspicuously enough, I could not find a game sheet from it.
Doesn't exist. I went to the system. You can get like the week before and the week after, but this system doesn't. It's like It's like somebody like you scratched it out because they didn't want the world to see what happened.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, that's not the case. I don't know why the data's not there because trust me when I tell you.
Oh, I trust you.
10 tackles, a sack, and an interception.
I feel like Tom Nalen kicked your ass and you were on your back most of the game.
Nope.
Easy. we're all in agreement, though. No one is going to watch live tomorrow, and that makes a blank ton of sense because it's going to be a beautiful summer day, and these beautiful summer days are fleeting and far few between since it's now on the later side. We're in the back nine of August. That said, DVR the game. At least watch like the 15-minute YouTube highlight reel. It's just a little frustrating when we now en masse are all portrayed as like, oh, the negative media, you guys hate everything. Bob, like, watch for yourself. You'll see, like, the offensive line has issues. There are, I won't just say problems galore on this team, but like the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Best way to get a perspective on it, watch yourself and try to take the Patriots tinted glasses off for a couple hours or at least 15 minutes.
And as we learned earlier this week, make sure you watch the defense. Watch how many guys are rushing so you can get a better idea.
Yes. Is it
That's
four?
How you should be watching the game.
Five?
Good way to watch it.
Oh, actually, in this game, even more than most, though, with Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Yep.
There could be 11 guys on the line, and then some are going to drop out, and some are coming. And so this.
If B-Flo is on brand, he will send five or more guys 40 to 45% of the time.
You know what? Actually, can I take my three-point stance back, and can I just say the words, please leave the game healthy, Drake May, consecutively over 60 seconds, because that should be an honest-to-God concern for everybody tomorrow.
And on that topic, we move to Ted Johnson, and I ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, so I'm starting to get a little bit worried about this team right now. The problems are starting to add up. I really kind of dove into what guys were saying that covered the team yesterday, more after we got off the show. There was more information out there, and it just did not seem like it was a very good performance from the Patriots yesterday, particularly the offensive line. What drives me nuts about the offensive line is we've been talking about the issues on the offensive line 3 years ago this same time, 2 years ago this same time, a year ago this same time. Offensive line and wide receivers as well were biggest problems on this team, and they still are. And that's driving me up the wall. One of the things I'm curious what you guys think is Will Campbell, no competition. They literally cleared the runway for not only Drake May, but for their rookie left tackle, and it's maybe showing up a little bit. He's just not kind of playing up to maybe what we thought he would at being the fourth overall pick, and that makes me a little bit worried. The offensive line with Jared Wilson, he has fallen off a cliff, and now we're talking about Ben Brown maybe being the starting left guard. The problems that persist with this team today are the same problems they had 3 years ago. And to me, that is a problem, and that points to the problems in the front office and how they manage their team, how they spend their money in free agency, and how they draft. So the front office, to me, it's a bad look considering how those two position groups look at this point.
It would be a little bit of a paper champion, but is there any chance? So the left tackle that played a lot last year is on PUP or NFI, Verdarian Lowe. Is there any chance they were going to at least do a, thinking Lowe would be ready, have him out there for the first day or two of practice with the ones, and then make the transition to at least make it look like Will Campbell was beating out the guy who played there last year, and maybe because Lowe wasn't ready to go, then they just kind of had to put Campbell
there. You know what my feeling is, Andy? My feeling is they gave him carte blanche from the get. They liked his attitude. They liked his leadership. and they liked his presence in that group. And if you're a backup, you can't have that presence. So right. They wanted his leadership. And the only way that you can be a leader on a football team is if you're one of the starters.
Right.
And not only one of the starters, but you're one of the more productive starters. And so I think they just said, you know what, from day one, we need his leadership. You need him. We need people thinking that he is a franchise left guard because, quite honestly,
tackle.
He was drafted. I'm sorry, tackle. Wow.
That was Freudian slip. Oh, my God.
Franchise tackle.
Truth.
That was. Because I just want people to know, I've always thought he's ultimately going to be a guard because of the length of his arms. But I just think that was their thinking, is that let's put him there. Don't give him any competition because we want everyone to perceive him as one of the leaders. And if you're competing, that takes a little bit of that leadership power out of his hands.
The next step to that, though, is, yeah, there wasn't a guy there ahead of him to start camp. Who's behind him if he can't?
Marcus Bryant.
He's a rookie, too.
DeMontre Jacobs, second-year player that nobody wanted
tackle.
Last year.
Like, yeah, DeMontre Jacobs.
I mean, you don't. That's probably the answer, or maybe Vidarian Lowe if he gets healthy.
Or maybe him.
But, like, you don't really have a net. I'm not saying you need Will Campbell to be an all-pro left tackle, because as Ted has told us, that's highly unlikely with his measurables. You need him to be out there playing every week.
Yes.
You don't have anybody else.
Yes, you do.
It feels like Will Campbell, whatever he is going to be better than the alternative. And I'm not sure that's a good thing, but I'm just saying that feels like the reality of the situation.
Oh, wait. You know what? Now this is all coming together, guys. As excited as we all are on the Travion Henderson hype train, now we understand with the disaster, or at least the rotating frustration that is the left guard spot of the many different...
Left tackle.
Yeah, left tackle, left. Well, no, we don't even know who the left guard is right now.
Everybody is slipping up.
Or center.
And center.
Or right tackle.
And right so only four
and
out of
right
five.
Tackle.
Otherwise,
and Mike Onwenu's really settled in while giving up sacks at right guard.
Otherwise, the show was great, Mrs. Lincoln.
$55 million well spent.
Now we know why the Patriots wanted that guard. Jonah, I forget his last name, I apologize. The guard that Miami took 37th overall, leapfrogging the Patriots. Now we know why that was the guy the Patriots were going to pick, then they defaulted to Travion Henderson. The Patriots will still be lucky to have Henderson, but now we know why.
This just snuck up on me as something we need to discuss, or maybe even a poll that Ted brought up about front office and roster moves and different things. Which of the big money contracts they signed a year ago was the worst?
Kyle Duggar.
Yeah.
It's looking like
Onwenu
right
doesn't look great, though, either.
Oh, it's better than Kyle. At least he's starting.
Yeah.
At least
Ramondre Stevenson, the fumbling king, like there's a
yep, but
they
at least
spent a lot of money
starting.
Yeah,
they see those two guys as starters. Where Kyle Duggar's now, even with the injury to Brill Peppers,
yeah, he
still
didn't get the bump up.
Nope.
Which that was
that's
if there was a sign that he is buried, that was it, because that's the bigger linebacker. I mean, linebacker like role,
no doubt,
with Peppers out. Theoretically, that should be Duggar's, and if he's not getting those reps. He gone.
Hawkins and Pettis are getting more reps than Kyle Duggar.
No, he's in trouble. I still say it's going to be financially a hit for them, but it's now looking more and more like they're going to be willing to take that financial hit, because I'm assuming nobody's going to trade for the contract.
So that's exactly right. I think he's on this team, but as a backup.
617-779-7937. Are you worried about the Patriots' depth? Are you worried about the Patriots' offensive line? Who in the world told you should, and that it might be worse than last year a couple weeks ago? I can't remember. There was somebody who said it on the radio. He took a lot of heat for it.
It was wrong-headed radio.
It was wrong-headed radio that looks more right-headed by the day as everybody comes in my direction. Up next, our friend. Should I have paused there, guys? Everybody made a face.
No, you're my friend, too.
You're doing great. You're doing
That's
great.
That's my boy.
Up next, our friend, his friend, everybody's friend, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, will break down everything that's good. That won't take long. And bad with the New England Patriots. Mike Giardi up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending from Fenway Park.
You need him. We need people thinking that he is a franchise left guard because, quite honestly,
tackle.
He was drafted. I'm sorry, tackle. Wow.
That was Freudian slip. Oh, my God.
Franchise tackle.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox begin a five-game homestand tonight. They open up a three-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start opposite Sandy Alcantara. Here's your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He is your DH. Alex Bregman is at third. Jaron Duran in left. Trevor Story at short. Willie Abreu out in right. Romy Gonzalez is at second base with Abraham Toro at first. Seidon Rafaela back out in center. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.
24/7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walkthrough today as they continue to prepare for their second preseason game. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, two preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on NFL Network. The Revolution host Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Celtics have signed Amari Williams to a two-way contract. He was drafted in the 2025 NBA Draft. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
As everybody comes in my direction, should I have paused there, guys?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.